warlikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Warning. Listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening. Hi. Welcome to the Subby Show, live on More Like Radio. I'm Sully, broadcasting live from good old Bristol, Connecticut. With me, as always, Danielle and her significant other, Greg. They're over there somewhere.
He's out picking.
Very cool. Very cool indeed. And of course, today we have Punchy sitting in as well. And for some reason, my entire setup for your screen is all fucked up. Means I gotta fix it. What the hell's going on here? Son of a bitch. I'll fix you. When I get a chance. Anyway. I know, right? Come on into the chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. It's what we do. We have fun. Whoa, what the fuck?
What? No.
All the cool kids cut the music out suddenly.
You mean like JJ? What the fuck just happened?
Don't worry, just go with it.
I'm going with it. I'm sleep deprived, number one. I've been in a bad mood all weekend. The only thing that really cheered me up this weekend was fucking Brain Stew.
You're welcome.
And by the way, things better than live from the morgue? Me. Just saying.
Things better than live from the morgue? Dutch's liver.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And that one you can get three jokes out of, because you can either put Dutch, Kevin, or Western Echo / Mersh / whoever.
Yeah. I like it.
Very versatile.
Let's run with it. Let's run with it. It'll be freaking great.
Now,
actually, wait a minute. I got a better one. Things better than live from the morgue? The video of the person popping a cyst.
Ew, that's so nasty.
That's right. Everybody has seen that.
Oh, I can't watch it.
Hashtag things better than live from the morgue. My driving luck.
That's true. That's true. How is the car there?
Oh, no, that thing was done as soon as I crashed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've currently got no vehicle.
Could have been worse.
No.
Could have been worse. Could have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
Good point.
I'm just putting it out there. You know, you could have gotten hurt. So at least you weren't hurt.
Hashtag things better than live from the morgue. The McMahon family storyline going on now.
Oh, dude, I haven't even watched Raw in so long. I don't even want. I'm like, ugh.
Are you watching tonight? By the way,
I will watch SummerSlam tonight. Yes. Yep.
There's one thing I'm afraid of about tonight.
And what's that?
And now I read something that might confirm that, but I'm worried they're going to have Randy Orton cash in right after Daniel Bryan wins.
I have a feeling that's what they're going to do. As a matter of fact, I think I told Dark Fox that.
I just read something that it said that him and Triple H are going to play major parts in the storyline for tonight's main event.
Huh.
Really?
And next, the night of the champions main event is apparently Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton, because Cena's going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, Cena's not leaving as champion because he's getting his elbow worked on.
Oh, that's right. Surgery again.
But I just hope that they actually give Daniel Bryan a legit run with the title.
He needs a legit run.
He deserves it after what they did to him when he had the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. Well, that's a long story.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, but... I think Punk will win against Lesnar because they can't just keep making him job to part-timers all the time, right, guys?
Well, he could.
I mean,
technically
speaking, I mean, yeah.
Triple H, The Rock, The Undertaker.
It's how we roll.
It's how they roll in Bristol, Connecticut.
Seriously? Yeah. Although the police presence is still very, very high.
I was going to ask you about that.
I had to go and get Christy's parents' mail because they went to Lake George. And because I forgot to do it yesterday, but I did get Thursdays and Fridays. I saw three cops just on the way. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
No jokes. Her parents live down the hill around the corner. Three
That's
cops.
Over where I used to live, like down by the hospital.
Three cops. Well,
like,
well, that's
right behind you.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's where I am.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what, though, Sully? They need that police presence when there's a gang called the Mean Street Posse there.
That's true. Old school WWE right there.
Pete Gas Rodney.
Wasn't Rosie part of that?
No. He was 3 minute warning, I know that, but... I think there was one who was a legit wrestler, and the other two were just friends of Shane McMahon.
Yes, that much I do know. But I'm pretty sure it was Rosie was, whatchamacallit, Rosie's one of the Samoan family members. Cousins of The Rock and Rikishi and all of them. And I say the Samoan family members because, let's face it, there's so many of them. It's like the biggest freaking wrestling family ever.
No, it wasn't Rosie.
I'm sorry. Rich from Arizona is freaking awesome. He just posted an article from kayfabenews.com. Fandango comes out of the closet as straight. Wow. And let's awesome. Face it, you know, that's one of the biggest things that's going on this week so far in the world of wrestling. And I'm sure Dark Fox is going to touch up on it later today. And just a reminder for everybody who does listen to Markout Radio Live, they're switching to Wednesday nights.
I think there's a show today, though, yes. Because it's SummerSlam. But
yes, he's doing his SummerSlam show today, and then he's switching to Wednesday nights. That much I do know. But Darren Young just came out of the closet. And, yeah, I know a lot of wrestlers, a lot of indie-fed wrestlers, and guys who, you know, like guys like Mike Mondo, who I've known from Long Island when I was living there. We did the backyard wrestling, and then he went on to, you know, doing
Mikey!
Yeah, Mikey. Yeah. You know? but, you know, I've known him before he was in the WWE. And a lot of the guys are like, you know, this is going to be one of those things that could be the make it or break it deal for Darren Young.
Yeah, if he handles it well, that could cement his spot on the roster for a long time.
Honestly,
nice punchy.
I don't even think that they should incorporate it into the storyline, but I just have this really big feeling they're going to do that.
Well, you're forgetting too that how opportunistic Vince is. Look at for example, the whole Tea Party movement.
Yes.
The second he could, he had an angle with Zeb Coulter as a manager, like a Tea Partier. And yep. then as soon as any conservative commentators bashed it, he played into that.
Wait, who did you just post in the chat room? What is that?
Tyler Breeze. He's an NXT wrestler. His name originally in NXT was Mike Dalton.
Why does he have the boots like Morrison and Ultimate Warrior hat on?
His gimmick is that he's like a male model. So, hence why he's wearing that stuff and doing the Zoolander face. And he takes
more
a ton
like
of,
a gay duck face.
Yeah, well, mixed with a gay duck face. And
yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I'm too sexy for my boots.
His gimmick, though, is hilarious for the same reason Fandango is, because the wrestler totally is just sold into it and is playing the fuck out of it.
Right.
Like, he takes selfies during the match.
Does he really?
Oh my god.
All right, no, that I'm sorry. That's
his
awesome.
His man card needs to be pulled.
And then
That's awesome if he's taking selfies of himself during the match.
He is. Then at the end of the match when he wins, the opponent will still be on the ground. So he'll kind of lay on the opponent and take a selfie, showing the knocked out opponent's face there. And Vince is going to storyline the Darren Young thing because let's face it, 10 years ago Darren Young would have already been fired.
Sure, and actually he's not the first one to come out. Okay, everybody knows that Albert or should I say Tensai or Big T or whatever the hell name he's going by now, you know, we know that he's gay, and he's very open about it too.
I don't know if he is.
Yes, he is.
I haven't heard about it. I've heard about Canyon, but Canyon, he didn't come out till after he was fired from WWE because he was he was initially claiming that was why he was fired, which is odd considering Pat Patterson at the time was one of Vince's like go-to guys, and he was a flamingly out gay guy.
I was about to say, wasn't he?
There's been a lot of stories. And actually, Big T, or Sweet T, he's not, as of now, he's not out. He used to play in the NFL, actually.
Well, I know that, but...
Yeah. But no, yeah, he's... If he is gay, he's not out. Canyon, though, definitely was. Then there was Orlando Jordan, who was bisexual, and they were going to try to play that in the storyline.
And, you know, that's the biggest thing, because they're going to make everything into a freaking storyline now.
Yeah, he's going to be, with Cena being injured, he's going to be their new big be a star guy.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I think I was talking to my brother about this, and my brother does wrestle. He had a match last night in Waterbury, Connecticut here. And we were talking about this. He goes, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. First of all, they're going to use this, and this is going to be his rise to fame. He's already stated that he was the Black John Cena, which he is.
Everybody looks like a Black John Cena.
Exactly. Everybody has said that. You know, and they're going to use this in the bullying campaign for the Be a Star.
You think they're going to have Titus O'Neil kind of bully him?
Yes. Absolutely.
That'll be so odd for Titus, because Titus O'Neil like considers him practically a brother in real life.
And they're going to start it tonight. I'm calling it right now, because they're not on the bill.
Vince will find a way to get him on there.
Exactly. They're going to start using it tonight. And you know what? He's going to come out and everybody's going to cheer for him, which is fine.
They are, and you know, they're in the perfect city for him to actually do that, because they're in LA, which is very in California, and they're very progressive.
Exactly.
So he'll get massive cheers, unless it's like a more, and I'm not trying to sound racist or anything, but a more minority audience.
That's racist. Shame on you.
Hold on. Because they're a lot, especially Hispanic, are very religious.
Right.
And not so much a fan of the gay people.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're like, we already know where they're going to go with this.
Yeah, he's probably going to get a huge reception, though.
Should they? I really don't think they should.
They shouldn't.
But they're going to do it.
They're so going to do it.
RKO Boston, hashtag Afro Cena.
They're so going to do it.
Absolutely.
And if he does it well, and it doesn't flop, then that's going to be his rise. Like he'll be a main eventer before Titus O'Neil, which everyone thought would have been the other way around.
Yeah, just because of his size. But you know what? They are good wrestlers.
They are. You know what it is? They're not the best on the roster. What they are is they're good for the type of wrestling that they like to do in WWE.
Yep. Absolutely. And honestly, they need to have more wrestling.
By the way, Cornax can't, for some reason, can't be in chat, but he messaged me this on Skype. This is Vince's thinking. Shit, John's injured? Get the faggy Negro to do it. We'll make millions.
That's probably how that meeting went, too.
Yeah.
And Triple H is probably going, are you sure that's a good idea?
And Royce pointed out that you can tell Vince's tweet about it. Stephanie definitely wrote it.
Well, like, yeah.
Vince was probably going to make a offhand, like a tongue-in-cheek gay joke, and Stephanie's like, no, give me the phone, Dad.
I'll do it. Thank you. Thank you very much. coming in.
It's funny, though. You look at, like, Darren Young wrestling, you're like, all right, you know what? Kind of not surprised.
Honestly, yeah, you know, I gotta agree with you on that one.
He looked like, not so much that he looks gay, but he doesn't look so masculine that it would be a shocker if he came out.
Ooh, things better than Live from the Morgue. WWE's writing.
WWE's writing outside of the CM Punk Lesnar build.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know what? I think that's going to be the best match out of all of them.
And RKO Boston says, yeah, they're good talent, but not main eventers. That's true, but then again, there were a lot of people who you didn't think would become main eventers in WWE. Like, I'm sure, even though Daniel Bryan's great in ring, I'm sure there were a lot of people who were doubting whether WWE would have him in a main event.
Absolutely.
Same thing goes with CM Punk when he debuted. Some people probably didn't think so.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of people in the know knew that he had the tools to be a main eventer. And now I'm hearing people say the same thing about Cesaro, who I think has the tools to become a main eventer. It'll take longer than some, but...
I think if they get rid of the whole Zeb Coulter thing, absolutely.
Yeah. Eventually, that'll end. But for now, I think they're going to let him and Swagger work as a tag team for a while.
And rightfully so, because there are none.
Yeah. And there aren't really many that work as well together as they do.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, back to Afrocena. Randy Orton's like, well, since he's gay, can I shit in his handbag?
Oh.
But oh, too soon?
Wrestling fans will know that.
Oh, yeah. It's never too soon.
Never too soon. That's
especially
true.
Shitting in someone's handbag.
So.
We're going to have the primetime players feud with the real Americans.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That's what he'll do.
I could see that.
I could see Zeb Coulter cutting a promo about how America's going down the tubes because of acceptance, and then have him go after Darren Young.
All right, I can see that.
That I could easily see.
I could see that.
And either Titus O'Neil comes to his aid, or boom, heel turn.
Yeah. Big time. Because that's what they do. All right, for more on that, listen to Mark Out Radio later today, 2 o'clock, right after us. Shameless plug. There you go, Dark Fox. Just because I'm in a cranky mood anyway.
Cornax. Look, it doesn't matter. Cornax, again, look, it doesn't matter if he's gay. It hasn't affected his job of entertaining. And
that's
hey,
it.
Wrestling may have this grab-assy reputation, but unless you've seen him pop wood in the middle of a match, you're fine.
Hey, we've already seen guys get de-pantsed.
Yeah.
Ravishing Rick Rude, man.
It happens a lot on accident, too.
Yes. It happens, yeah.
It's happened to Shawn Michaels a few times.
Yep.
And then RKO Boston, Chris Hero needs to be paired with Cesaro again. Yeah, Chris Hero also needs to lose the gun.
Yeah.
So he could, so that they can put him on the main roster and to be teamed with Cesaro again.
I don't know. Wrestling is just, it's not what it used to be. Yeah, I don't mind seeing it every day, but you got Monday Night Raw, you've got Main Event, then you got SmackDown.
No one watches Main Event or Superstars.
No. What channel is Superstars on?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Who cares either?
Exactly.
The only time I watch Main Event is if, like, one of the main three, or actually the main five that I like are wrestling on there.
Right.
The main five being Punk, Bryan, Cesaro, Rollins, Ambrose.
And even that, it's rare that happens.
Yeah.
Rare that happens.
If Jack Swagger is wrestling, I'm not watching anyway. I don't care.
Swagger? I'm an all-American American.
How is Swagger not gay with that voice?
Because he's married.
Yeah, you know what, though? So is Jim McGreevy.
He's married.
I don't know how that turned out.
Yeah, but he just had a kid.
Jim McGreevy had
kids.
That's
a great cover-up.
Oh, good point, D.
Sure there's a lot of married couples where the husband's gay.
D, what are you drinking today?
It's
water.
Okay. Just making sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I know your Red Sox kicked the Yankees' ass last night.
Yes.
But what the hell happened on Friday?
I don't even know.
What
the
hell
happened?
They
didn't show up to the game.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't show up. I was so upset. We were making errors all over the place.
That's why Brain Stew needs to be on during Yankees Red Sox games. We're good luck for the Yankees.
There you go.
No, we don't want good luck for the Yankees.
I do.
No.
You're outnumbered, D. Face it.
You're outnumbered 2-1. This is like a Shield match.
Only I do sneak attack moves.
Yeah, you do.
As everybody found out Friday night.
Cornax in chat, I'd like to see them promote Be a Star by showing Titus accepting his friend. If they do this right, they can so put that program over in the main product.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. And I really feel that that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, he's going to be the new face of their Be a Star program. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you know, even if he didn't publicly come out, or like if he had told them he was going to beforehand, they would have so been prepping him to be on the Be a Star campaign as the face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Before he even left the flight, took the flight to go to L.A., they would have filmed new vignettes with him.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You got Darren Young going to be the face of Be a Star. John Cena is already the face of Make-A-Wish.
Yep.
So it works out. It works out in the long run. I don't want them to... I don't want them to use that as a way to make somebody. You know? Yeah. It's just one of those things that I know that's what they're going to do. And
They're going to do it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't blame them for trying to do it.
No, not at all.
Like, yeah, they're...
Not at all, because it's a touchy subject.
That's true, but if you know Vince, you know he doesn't mind doing touchy subjects.
Exactly. He knows what sells. He does. I'm not going to bash that at all. RKO Boston, Friday never happened, Sully. Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Especially no, it didn't.
Sorry.
Yes, it did. In
especially
more
Friday
ways than
starting
one.
At 8. Sorry. Especially Friday starting at 8 on this station.
8 to Nerd Hour, right?
Yep. There was no Nerd Hour this week.
You know, there wasn't.
So I bet Steve wishes there was a Nerd Hour this week.
I feel bad for Marie because you guys posted pictures of her sleeping.
Dude, she looked like she was asleep, so I was about to get my camera and snap an Instagram picture of her sleeping. But then I guess someone said something and she woke up.
It wasn't me. I was at work.
Not that I was going to do it, just that someone said something funny and she woke up.
I want to take the whole part where you guys were... talking about you guys were reading Rise of the Spyries with the freaking Zelda music. It was awesome.
and then Royce and Hammy were playing the Legend of Zelda sound effects too.
Yeah. But, hey, listen. That's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, you know, we need the freaking fairy.
And then we had Google Voice reading it too.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was really weird.
Oh,
and
man.
And Google Voice screws up a lot, but right on the money on that one.
It sounded better reading that than Susan sounds on radio, so that's a positive, right, guys?
Sure.
We'll take it.
Sure.
Could you imagine her going on a book tour, which I'm just guessing is all within the same block that they live?
Well, yeah, with those wonderful sales.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, how much is it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like $1 unless you want to buy a physical copy, because then it's a lot more expensive.
You know, I've said it many times. I even said it Friday when we did the Secret Show. I got nothing wrong with anybody on this station. But even I know stupid. Let's face it. She doesn't make polls. It's long-windedness that I lose interest in a minute.
She doesn't know proper paragraph spacing. She doesn't know proper punctuation.
Well, we know that just from Marie reading the book.
Yeah, there's commas all over the place where there shouldn't be commas, and then there's no commas where there should be commas.
I'm very surprised that, you know, the whole situation with the Ark of the Covenant didn't happen to you guys when you started reading it. Digital or not.
Well, we did that bit on 360 on 422 with me reading it impersonating Randy Newman.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I missed that part.
And then between every break, between typing, I'd be like, end of paragraph. And I would point out if she was doing a run-on sentence.
Oh, wow, you know.
Which is most of her writing.
Bunky says, I'm on the PS3 talking and on my phone on Ustream. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Dedicated.
You're almost where I am with all these different monitors on at once. I have four monitors on at once.
Hey,
four.
So if we do it the one person suggested in the Mark Out Radio thing and do a WWE 2K14.
I'm there.
A thing with us as created wrestlers. Should we have, like, the crew from Live from the Morgue as the jobbers?
Yeah.
I'm the ring girl.
Ooh.
He's the ring girl.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
I mean, look
baby.
At that. Look at that. I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with that face. I mean.
Making me is easy. Just turn Mark Henry white.
Turn Mark Henry white and cut your hair.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go. And that's all you need to do. What would Hammy look like, though?
Oh, man.
You'd have on a pink tutu.
Because we can't. Pink
tutu. Well, let's hope that they put for the roster of classic roster, they put Earthquake on there.
Oh, there you go. That could work for Hammy. But he can't be Hammy.
I can't be Hammy?
No, he's not allowed to be Hammy. What's his original wrestling name?
Hoss of Diamond.
There you go. He's already got the name. He's already done the wrestling.
No, we'll do because I know this will annoy him. He gets Brodus Clay's body.
Oh, fuck. Poor Hammy.
And we may even keep the Goofy dancing.
Oh, you gotta keep the Goofy dancing. You gotta.
And then we'll dress him up as Hussa Diamond.
Yeah, it's like when I was talking on that thread, I still have my Nintendo 64, so I still have WrestleMania and No Way Out and NWO and like the whole thing, like everything from THQ, I have. I still have all my original characters from when I was wrestling in the backyard. And
oh wow!
Oh, dude. Every single one of my friends who was a part of it was so impressed with how long it took me to create each character. And I got every single move that we did to the T. I went in and I went move by move of what people did. And it took me, not gonna lie, about 3 weeks just to get it perfect.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, some of the guys they had multiple personas. They would either wear a mask or wear something different.
Oh, shit.
But
you went all out, huh?
Oh, you. I'm going to hook the Nintendo 64 up, and I will show everybody exactly who was what, how we did it, and what moves we did. Because by far, those games were awesome. When it started getting into the PlayStation 3 and the Xbox and all of them, I don't know, the fun factor and the ease of use of the characters, it just kind of went downhill.
Mm.
And when Acclaim took over and did one of them, that was just the worst thing ever because you couldn't even do a freaking move. It was like Mortal Kombat with wrestling. Just saying. My opinion, just putting it out there. Yeah, it was. Oh, it just took me so long. No Mercy, yes, one of the best games ever. Not just from 64. That's true. The Nintendo 64 was a great platform. It really was.
It was. I mean, I prefer the new gen.
Yes.
Because of all the stuff you can do on them. But yeah, the N64 was one of the best of the previous gens.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, in chat, I posted what I want to wear one day on this show.
Oh, that's awesome.
you're going to wear a luchador mask?
It's El Generico mask.
I know. Well, hey, at least it's not La Parca.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a folding chair, so I couldn't pull off La Parca.
Oh, we can get you a folding chair.
Good point.
We can easily get you a folding chair.
And you know the funny part about wrestling games? If you play someone else's game and they're like, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to play as myself. And it's someone that looks nothing like you would think they would.
Yeah.
Like a buddy of mine who's like average build turns himself into a giant with long flowing hair.
And They give them all the moves that a super heavyweight has.
Yeah.
And you can't even beat the guy. You can't even, so you got to go out of the ring and beat the shit out of him with a weapon and then go back in and pin him. Yeah. You're like, that's not, I mean, it works. Don't get me wrong. It does work. But no. No. Absolutely not.
Like, even
make
if
yourself.
I. Even if I create myself one of those games and I make myself unrealistic and build, I wouldn't put the long hair because I wouldn't have the patience to grow said long hair.
Put a wig on.
RKO Boston SmackDown series sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially the early games because, like, you could tell they were trying to do something great with it, but...
It just didn't happen.
They weren't there yet.
Yeah. Then the, like, WWE games, like, the newer games after they stopped with the SmackDown shit.
Yeah.
They've gotten better. I mean, WWE 13 was their best game in years.
I just got a comment from Adam. He's traveling home to Connecticut with a bus full of soldiers with weapons as we speak. Excellent. Turn on, tune in.
We miss you.
And tune into the show.
Do it.
I'm going to text him.
And post. The army.
Oh, this dog is
going to
be the death of me.
Maybe we can get the dog barking like singly.
She was just barking like her head off.
I know. What the hell?
And she's growling. What are you doing, psycho? I don't know what she's doing. She's on crack.
Are all your dogs on crack?
I only have one dog, and yes, she's on crack.
You shouldn't do that.
Anyway.
Dog, I'm gonna slap the stupid out of you, boy.
Oh, Munster. No right. Animals were harmed in the filming of that commercial.
Or recording, but close.
Or recording. Yeah, that too.
All right, let's do this.
It's stupid calendar time.
Yay.
Damn right, it's time for the stupid calendar. I have one of these stupid calendars every week because, well, it's mostly just filler for us. And let's face it, these people are really...
Everything's a filler for us.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of. Honestly, with the Friday that I had, D, I am so glad that you got articles for me because I wasn't doing shit.
You're welcome.
It was just the day from hell, and it sucks. But I'm moving Hello? On, which is good. And then, of course, Brainstew cheered me up. And then the Secret Show with JJ cheered me up, too. Because, you know, as Marianne and Kitty put it, Drunk Sully rules. Yes.
That you do.
Yes. So this is for Monday, August 12th. And this is in a brochure of an Italian hotel in the Dolomites area. I hope I said that right. Dolomites. I don't know. Let's see here. Standing among savage scenery, the hotel offers stupendous revelations. There is a French widow in every bedroom, affording delightful prospects. And go.
Call girls? Just saying.
And we lost Punchy.
I heard it.
We lost Punchy.
Damn it, we almost went the whole show without losing somebody.
Yeah, that never happens for some reason.
All right, 33 minutes, I mean.
Yeah, still. Whatever. That's probably on his end.
Yeah.
So yeah, standing among savage scenery, the hotel offers stupendous revelations. There's a French widow, I think they mean window, in every bedroom, affording delightful prospects.
Well, it said widow, and that made it sound like a call girl.
Well, yeah. Wow, he lost his whole internet. He's not even around.
Did he?
Yeah. Punchy, come back!
Punchy,
come back! All right, this one's for Tuesday the 13th. While we're trying to get Punchy back on here. Oops, Punchy's gone. Bungie's gone. There we go. I did that in the chat room. This is actual excerpts from college freshman English papers.
Nice.
He spent the majority of his life being a drug and alcohol addict. As in A-T-T-I-C, attic.
Oh, my God. And this was a college paper?
Yes.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't
gotta
it?
Gotta love smart ones.
Oh, here, we got him back. Here we go. We get you back, Punchy. We got you back. We got you, Punchy. Punchy.
Hey, what's up?
Yay, there you're back.
Yes.
Yeah, my computer kind of blows when it comes to internet connection sometimes. Like, once every while, it'll need to reset a network adapter. Because, you know, because apparently that's a great move on Microsoft's part to just have your network adapter shit out.
Once you go Mac, you never go back.
Great job.
RKO Boston goes, no Punchy, hashtag save Punchy.
Punchy is saved.
Save Punchy.
Yay.
So, Punchy, since you missed it, this is for August 13th. This is actual excerpts from a college freshman English papers.
Oh, no.
He spent the majority of his life being a drug and alcohol addict.
Hold on. Are you sure, like, you just mispronounced addict and he didn't put attic?
Nope, it is spelled A-T-T-I-C.
That's holy adorable. Shit.
Holy shit.
My
that's
question.
Like almost, that's almost Susan Dean level. I'm hoping at least he has better punctuation than she does.
You know what? Every single show on this station is just going to rip into them so bad.
All right. Well, anything else aside from that sentence? Or
yeah, we have another one.
All right.
Excuse me. I need to clear my throat on this one. If you want to lose weight, you need to perform an exercise necessary to burn calories.
No shit.
Now, exorcise.
Are you... What?
What?
E-X-O-R-C-I-S-E.
I mean, this day and age, don't you have... You can... it's so irritating.
I bet you his least favorite movie was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. did he watch the movie The Exorcist?
Maybe.
Oh man.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh God. People are so illiterate.
It's the power. Holy water. It's the power of Christ that compels you. The power of Christ. The power of Christ compels you!
Such a classic.
The power of Christ compels you!
The only thing I hope is that this student did not never exorcised his right to vote.
I don't know what's worse, her writing or these.
Idiocracy is really going to end up being a true story, like a vision of the future. Holy shit.
I really think I want to write a book. I wouldn't know where to start, but I really want to write a book.
Chapter 1 would help.
Yeah, exactly. There'd be better sentence structure and plot structure than certain authors we know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because I have somebody go through my shit and edit it.
Yeah, and that person who goes through the shit and edits it is not a tall, lurch-looking motherfucker with long hair and a hockey mask.
All right.
Wait, Punchy, who is that guy that you posted in the chat room? The one that you said someone said he looked like Seth Rogen.
He's Sami Zayn. He basically, the guy in the mask that I posted before him, that's him. It's like a before and after.
He does kind of look like Seth Rogen.
It's like a thin Seth Rogen. They're both Canadian.
Yeah. Weird.
Looks like Screech from Saved by the Bell.
No, but he did wrestle.
Mm.
He did wrestle.
Someone says hashtag upgrade Punchy from Diet. No, it's not. Like, I have a cable internet connection. It's not It's not the internet itself. It's my computer.
I got you back on this one, Punchy.
Yeah, first of all.
I got you back on this one. change your username.
It's easy. It's right there.
It's right on the right-hand side. You just click the name right at the top. That's yours, and you change it.
Change the damn name.
I wish I knew where Dennis had that stash of pictures that he posts.
Because I know that's not Bunky.
Nope.
Because Bunky's name is already...
Right. Well, he lost it and he changed it back. But the numbers are different.
Okay. Exactly.
Change your username so we can give you credit on who said what. Because let's face it, guest 137976 just does not sound right.
Yeah, if you're going to not change your name, I'm not reading the guest numbers. I'm just going to call you cunt.
No, that's,
call them all whores.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Hold on. That's being too nice. Especially after the beating that Susan Dean took on Friday.
Oh,
and it's not over.
Cornax just said something interesting in Skype. Now fat people are saying it's demons making them this way. Pathetic.
Excuses. Nothing but excuses.
Yeah.
All right, this is for the 14th. This is Kanye West.
Oh, yes. No.
He has the greatest tweets ever. And I don't know if they should take that in, like, bad or what.
Meaning he said something even stupider than everything else he said.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I quote from the tweet here. God chose me. He made a path for me. I am God's vessel. But my greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live.
Well, you know
what,
Kanye? You know what, Kanye? I'm Batman's vessel, all right? And Batman has chosen me to speak for him. And you know what? I can see myself perform because there's this invention called cameras in the internet.
Look yourself up on YouTube.
If you really want to see yourself perform, look up Kanye West Gayfish.
I
love that episode.
I don't get it.
Do you like fish, so you're gay fish?
The plan is proceeding as expected.
Oh, really? Do I look like I'm running Wayne Enterprises right now? You're hit! On the stock exchange, it didn't work, my friend. And now you have my construction crews going around the city at 24 hours a day. How exactly is that supposed to help my company absorb Wayne's?
Leave us.
No, you stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge?
I do. Oh, wait. I am in charge.
Small fortune. And this gives you power over me?
Yes.
What is this?
Your money and infrastructure have been important till now.
What are you?
I'm Gotham's reckoning.
And it sounded pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West, you're a freaking moron.
Holy shit. How can someone with... Because let's face it, you may not like his music, but he's actually a pretty creative guy musically. How can someone that creative be that fucking stupid and common sense lacking?
God chose me. I am God's vessel. No! Alanis Morissette is. And if those
Silver
who,
Surfer chose me.
And of those who get the movie reference, good for you. Except for Hammy, because I'm sure that...
I don't watch movies, guys. Yeah. I get it.
I don't either. I'm not a big movie fan.
But Punchy, I think you and I need to work out something on the MLR schedule where we do a movie review and we make Hammy watch a movie each
yes.
week. And you and I will host it and we'll have and it's not really a Hammy bashing. It's more for
to have this kid finally watch these fucking movies.
Yeah. And I understand, you know, life gets in the way. I understand, but come on. There's just so much out there. So many good movies.
Is. I think me and Sully are two of the most knowledgeable about movies.
Yeah. We're nerds.
Yeah.
Actually, Danielle can hold her own.
Yeah?
A little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, if I run down the Hammy's movie list, I guarantee you've seen a lot of them just because of Greg.
Maybe just because of Greg. I was never watching movies.
Right. And that's understandable, you know? All right, this is for the 15th. This is Austrian physicist Ernest Mach. I can accept the theory of relativity as little... Whoa, what the hell just happened?
What?
My whole screen was went green.
Screen went green?
What the fuck?
It's the screen lantern.
By the way, this is the most I've said fuck on the show.
It's turning into an alien.
Yeah, that is the most you've dropped F-bombs, Brian Regan.
Eh. I'm in a cranky mood, so whatever I say it. Sorry. That's how
He's
it goes.
Dark Sully.
Yes. By the way, you need
more of a goatee so he can be the evil Sully.
I just shaved.
Oh, well, that's right.
I have a goatee. It's right here.
I'm seeing your picture, not video, so.
True. You know what? Just for that, hold on. I will turn my camera on just for you.
Yeah.
There you go. Just for you, Punchy, I turned my camera on.
So it is
you're beautiful.
And you've
face.
Got the front view. Everybody on Ustream's got like a side angle view, so they see me. I really wish, once I get out of this room, because it's really small, I plan on having my setup back the way it was, where this camera that's right on Ustream, where I'm pointing at everybody, where if it was 3D, you'd get me poking in the eye right now. I want that back as my hard camera right in front, because it's driving me nuts. All right, so this is Ernest Mach. I can accept the theory of relativity as little as I can accept the existence of atoms and other such dogmas.
All right, so atoms, stuff that we've seen, telescopes, he doesn't accept.
That's correct.
My God.
And he's a physicist.
A physicist is debunking atoms. It's not like some theory that you can debunk and find. It's proven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just
shaking. You see, physicists back then were better because they were smarter. Now we just have idiots all across the board.
It's really... Why does YouTube keep asking me to do shit?
What is it asking you to do?
It keeps wanting to switch my name. Don't want to use my real name, you butt munches.
Yeah, ass wipes.
Ugh.
So, add it to seven.
It was her cousin's idea.
What?
That's all I wanted. I wanted the what?
Well, Sully, I mean, you've got a new sound effect probably added to your board from Friday night.
Oh, God, I got it. I haven't put it in yet. I have to. Where is it? Wait, hold on. Now, D, did you catch Brain Stew at all?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Oh.
First of all, you missed a really great show. That's number one. And number two, after the show, I got home from the ranch. Yeah. I wasn't tired. I was still really cranky. Well, we did a secret show. I joined in...
JJ Stoner.
Is that what that invite was?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got an invite to a secret show, but I didn't get it till the next day. Crap.
Yeah. I joined with Punchy. Hammy was there. JJ Stoner from 360 on 420, which is later tonight. Yeah. And we were just shooting the shit, talking about everything that had happened over the last week. And JJ said that he wasn't recording. So.
Oh, no.
Punchy took the initiative. And recorded this.
You know, JJ, I want to suck your cock.
Wow.
So we now have Hammy saying,
JJ, I want to suck your cock.
Oh, that's awesome. That is genius.
I almost repeated what Hammy said, and then I caught myself.
Now, I know for a fact that the guys over at Ham Radio are going to take that sound bite and just cut it just so ever so nicely and use it in everything.
Hey, and you know what? What Eddie can do is take out the JJ part and have him saying Eddie and put that in front.
There you go. It's a good excuse.
That's going to be used 1,000 times.
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
All right, this is for the 16th. This is a sign in a hospital in England.
Oh, no.
Northampton General Hospital. Family planning advice. Use rear entrance. And go.
That's what she said.
If you want to plan better with more money, then use rear entrance.
You know, Jay, I want to suck your cock.
I don't know what you're talking about, Hammy. I'm just trying to do my show here. Trying to do my show, Hammy.
I'm really surprised I impressed JJ with my still not a poll shit.
Oh, dude, that was the best.
Still not a poll. Still not a poll.
And I like doing the saying a poll and then having someone saying still not a paragraph.
There you go. We can add to it. That works. All right. This is for the 17th. This is baseball player Jay Buhner. Yes, Buhner. B-U-H-N-E-R.
Or Buhner.
No, Buhner.
Buhner?
Yeah, it's Buhner. I'm in a bad mood. I don't care how I pronounce it. Buhner.
He's got Buhner in the oven.
Yeah, he's got it. Yeah. Right now, I have 3 C's. Comfortable, confident, and seeing the ball well. Go.
Wow.
God, fucking. First off, it's not as cool as 3 I's. All right?
Go ahead, 3 I's.
Yeah, intensity, integrity, and intelligence.
Yes.
Anyway, really, the 3 C's, this, and the last one is seeing. You stupid asshole. Oh, my God. God.
Some people just need to be shot.
How are people this stupid? How are adults this stupid? Because you know what? Yes, the tweens to early 20-somethings, I can understand. They're allowed to be stupid until they get older and they become more adult and learn things. But, like, he's a pro baseball player, which means he's not young, first off. He's not young because if you're making your – unless you're Bryce Harper – it takes a couple years before you're on an active MLB roster.
Absolutely.
By the time you actually make it, you're almost 30.
Yeah, I would say 25 to 30.
Yeah.
Give or take.
You're old enough to not do something that stupid. So either he's just really dumb or he's really rednecky.
Hey, you never know.
Or both.
Or both.
You never know.
Sometimes they're hand in hand.
Yeah. Sometimes that goes with being a redneck.
Indeed. JT should know. Anyway, this is for the 18th. This is a morning announcement made on Pastor Appreciation Sunday at Chatteroy Community Church, Chatteroy, Washington. Some of you are probably wondering why we want to appreciate our pastor.
Some of you wonder why we appreciate our pastor.
I like that. Is that it? Yes. That's all it is. That is all it is. Some of you are probably wondering why we want to appreciate our pastor.
And I am not one of them.
And?
So basically he's implying that people don't know why they should appreciate the pastor.
Exactly.
But if they're there, then they would be appreciating the pastor to begin with. So that sentence is completely and utterly moot.
Do.
I agree.
Problem with that shedding pussy?
Nope.
That's worse than freaking Susan Dean's book. No, nothing's worse than Susan Dean.
That's worse than hearing Steve and Susan talk about their sex life.
Ugh, I don't even want to. I can't even like picture that. I don't want to either.
I'm trying not to.
But you keep.
It just looks like if there was a gay porno with a Brian Pillman lookalike. That's just what I'm thinking.
Oh man. Wow. Oh, man. I can't wait.
There's a reason they call her the loose cannon.
Oh.
Keep going.
It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
That's what she said.
fist flying towards Susan Deanan.
How did I get full shows of Hippo Juice?
Don't know.
Do you subscribe to MLR podcasts?
I do, but I keep the podcast separate. And all of a sudden, I have July 31st, February 8th, and August 7th of Hippo Juice in my Megaseg program for my music. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining. I just want to know how I did that. That's freaking awesome.
Huh.
If you haven't figured it out, I'm trying to get ready for commercial break. But everything's so fucked up today. I'm going to go back. I'm going to edit this video, and I'm going to put a fuck counter up.
It'll be like Scarface, except the only reason it seems like there's so many fucks is because you usually don't say them.
Well, that's the thing. I don't. I'm in that type of mood. I just don't care today.
Hey, make a drinking game out of the podcast. One shot for every F-bomb.
Oh. Don't do that.
Don't threaten me with a good time, sweetheart.
All right.
Damn right.
We'll do this with the listeners because it's noon or it's one. We're not alcoholics, but our listeners are.
Well,
listeners.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. You can't say that we're all not alcoholics.
Good point.
I know.
All right. For after the break, everyone, if you have alcohol with you, take one shot for every F-bomb uttered by Sully.
There you go. I like that. Let's do it.
Do it. Well, live Sully Show drinking game.
In 5 minutes.
Because I'm the type of person that will go fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck.
And then you'd be taking a bunch of shots, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and you'll have the break to prep your shot glass and alcohol.
Oh. By the way, I didn't ask this, and I just want a really quick answer. And I'm sure you can clear this up. The Man Cave.
Yes.
They're taking a hiatus. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I have no clue about that.
I mean, I know he said on air that you know, they got some family stuff to take care of, which is understandable. And I went, what do you mean taking a hiatus? What the hell is going on? Why a hiatus? I mean, taking a live hiatus, that's one thing. You know, you got a whole bunch of shows under your belt that you can make best ofs for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean...
You know? I thought it was really weird. I'm like, wow, they're taking a hiatus and they're just saying it now.
That was sudden.
I
don't even know if Hammy would know, even though he's part of the Ham Radio crew.
Yeah.
That might be news to him also.
Weird.
Well, it looks like Matt's not going to be able to stay up late anymore for Man Cave for a few.
Get Darth Sully a swear jar. No, that doesn't work.
Because then the money will just go back to regular Sully, so technically.
Yeah. Well, well, in a lot of ways, that would work out better for me anyway. More movies that I can go watch. More pizza I can buy. Good to go.
Bunky says, fuck getting drunk.
No, it only counts if I say it.
Yeah, it only counts if Sully says it.
And because then you guys will be done.
And you'll know. You'll know when I'm about to say it. Because I don't normally say it, and I do have tells when I actually say the word fuck. But
if this was after the break, that would have been one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you're lucky it's just Sully, because I'm from North Jersey, first off. That's like the...
Yeah.
For us. And D, I don't know if you're a constant F-bomb dropper, but...
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
But you're a chick, so they are constant F-bomb drivers.
Yes.
She's a truck driver.
I am.
All right.
Fuckers.
We got to go to break. When we come back, we've got the dumbass of the week. We got some really cool, stupid news articles to go over. And we also have a video, whether we get to it or not. I don't know. You're listening to The Sully Show here on More Like Radio, where I'm in a really grumpy mood. But it's okay, because we're still here to entertain you anyway. We'll be right back.
It's time for a piss break. Come on back. It's the Sully Show. More
warlikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fat!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Tuesday nights on More Like Radio, it's the show about beer that apparently everybody is talking about.
He has his own show.
No, he doesn't.
He has a podcast.
What, prove it?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Alcohol by Volume.
He talks about beer. How hard is that?
Because it's a show on our network.
Alcohol by Volume.
No.
That's the show?
Atticus?
Atticus, why does that sound?
Because he's the guy that syncs up our audio when we screw it up.
Kevin, great at video, horrible at everything else in his life.
Well, yeah, because Atticus was a fan, and then he became a staff person, and then he became a show host. Very integrated with us. I mean, he has a More Like Radio T-shirt.
He sounds great. We should get him to host a show.
He does
on
have
the
a
station.
He does have a show. It's called Alcohol by Volume.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite T-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new T-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new T-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of T-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hi, I'm Kitty from Lust and Love, where we like to talk about everyday topics.
Everyone was getting shit-faced and they were stroking my dickhead.
My fucking vagina is swollen, okay?
I think my favorite place is the anus. Of course I'd pop that pussy.
She said she had her ass cheeks spread out. And she was, you know, putting the wax on it. And as soon as she went to go pull the wax off, she went...
Listen to us live Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com. Punto com.
Steve, do you think you could say this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like a competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Mark Out Radio Live, Sundays at 2 p.m. on morelikeradio.com. Two wrestling marks who surprisingly don't have a lot of nice things to say about Hulk Hogan. I think you should bring Hogan back and let Norton kick the fuck out of him.
Hogan Hour sucked.
But now it just seems like everyone's kicking out of everyone's finishers for no reason whatsoever.
You're making me embarrassed over here.
Oh, they're fans.
I gotta say, the person I masturbate the most to on More Like Radio is Big T.
My boner's so huge right now.
Go away. Just stop. I don't even care. It's in...
And that's Mark Out Radio live Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sully Show. You pick a
fight with somebody twice your size.
Even Dee's singing. Word. That's because Dee's a country fan.
I am. I've been
known to cause a few. Not a problem. I can make alright, something just happened. Whoa! Fucker. There you go, drink. Welcome back to the Sully Show here on More Like Radio. Punchy's with us.
Hi, Punchy.
Hi.
Are you having fun? I notice how you're not responding to that. Are you not having fun today?
I'm having fun.
Okay. What are you watching?
Well, I put a movie on in the background. I'm not really watching it, but it's the Evil Dead remake.
Nice. I still got to watch that. I do. I really do have to watch it, and I'll probably watch it later.
You know the funny part? This is one of the few movies Hammy has seen.
Well, and it's the remake.
Yep.
Of all the things, the remake. Like, really? The remake? Ugh.
I've seen the remake. Well, it's actually a pretty good remake.
That's what everybody's telling me.
And by the way, the Sully drinking game has already started, so everyone already has to take one shot.
That's right.
Boom.
Keep track. I'm still going to go through and actually do a tracker.
That's awesome.
I'm going to put it up on YouTube and be like, ah, here he goes. He's going to say fuck again.
Take another shot.
There you go. There you go.
Shot minions.
Drink away, people. Drink away. If you really want to get drunk, I'll get you drunk. That much is true. We got some news articles to talk about. D found some. We've got stuff from Mr. Bunky. We also got stuff from Rich from Arizona. And we got a good number of things here. And let me just pull up one of D's articles here. Let's see. Which article should I choose first?
Let's see. We have do the cops say teen set fire to get arrested to hang out with his jailed buddy.
There you go. That's exactly what we're gonna do first. Because let's face it, it's kind of sweet if you think about it.
Yeah.
Kind of sweet. What? You heard me. It's kind of sweet.
What?
You heard me.
They're biffies.
They're BFFs. I mean, seriously.
Sorry.
That's all right. No, keep going, man. I like going with it.
What?
You heard me. Stop saying what?
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 Well, it's actually kind of sweet. Two teens in an isolated Manitoba, Canada community are accused of intentionally setting fire to a Royal Canadian Mounted Police station so they'd be flown to Winnipeg Youth Jail and visit a friend.
Who's also facing arson charges, by the way.
Yes.
That's friendship.
The teens, 13 and 14, were allegedly taking part in what a local youth gang apparently refers to as Badass Sundays, a designated weekly time for causing ruckus, which, well, if you need to earmark a day to hang the tough and call it a badass day, it's probably not that badass. But you know what is? Friendship.
You've always got to bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Exactly. See, it doesn't count when he says it.
A whole new meaning to Sunday Funday.
I know. Whatever happened to just meeting up with somebody and having sex?
Right? Or, hey, what? Meet me at the bar. No, hey, let me meet you in your jail cell.
They took a whole new meaning to the song, The Roof. The Roof.
I'm going to slap the stupid out of you, boy.
I mean, really?
Monster.
Oh, yeah. I don't beat my dog, I promise.
Liar. Liar. Liar.
I don't.
It's not my fault.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, yeah, that is friendship.
Completely.
But
we're going to set up...
Yeah, it is friendship, but it's like complete boredom.
But what the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, what was he, the fun friend?
Could have been.
Possible.
He's the one that always threw the wild parties like Stifler.
I'd laugh my ass off if they were tried as adults and couldn't go there.
Well, at 13 and 14, yeah, but they probably wouldn't be tried as adults. Just because of, well, I guess,
Canada,
so you know, I guess it all depends on the laws up in Canada, you know, because let's face it, arson is pretty big. But if there's not a lot of damage, I don't think it would be one of those problems, I guess you could say, where, you know, yeah, we're going to try you as an adult. We'll send you to juvenile hall, you know? I would have never have thought of that, mainly because, oh, wait, I'm intelligent. What a fucking concept.
Drink.
You missed the one before it. Shame on you.
Drink, minions.
I love the minions.
Drink, my puppets, drink.
They're called Sully's Minions. Yeah, that's the name of the fans of the Sully Show.
Oh, by the way, I think I just did Hammy's evil laughter that he wanted for the Wyatt promo.
Oh.
He did very well. But let's face it, nothing beats this.
No, nothing.
That is evil.
That is evil, but nothing beats what Hammy said in the after show.
What did he say in the after show? I forget. Was this before I came on?
You've got the sound clip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true, I do. I closed it out. I got to put it in my my iTunes here.
RKO Boston, you missed like three shots, so catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, catch up, Buttercup.
Catch up, Buttercup.
Yeah, you're slowing down there, buddy. Hey, look, it's fucking fire.
You had to pack stuff.
Do another one.
Oh, shit.
I'm on top of that.
Now you're up to four shots.
Mm-hmm. He goes, fuck.
See, that's the thing. They'll say it, and I'll just go, eh, I won't even repeat it, because you never know when I'm going to say it.
It's like the RKO comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All the time.
Good thing I got a big bottle of vodka, he said.
You're fucking welcome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He goes, dude, I'm just chugging.
So I'm going to title this for the highlights, Sully's fucking drinking game.
Drink.
Drink.
This is worse than the taint show we did. I got to find that. I gotta find the taint show. That was awesome.
It's funny, like a laugh will lead to the snort, and then it'll snort will lead to a laugh.
Yeah.
Maniacal laughter. Maniacal laughter.
Like, rabble, 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 rabble.
Rubble, 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 rubble. Oh, wait, what was it? What did they say in,
Drink.
I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Blazing Saddles. Oh. Grumble, 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 grumble.
Well, also the rabble, rabble, rabble.
And rabble, rabble.
They're going, we're just going to jump up and down and say rabble, rabble.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
RKO Boston, dude, I'm just chugging.
You're welcome.
You gotta say it like Sando. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Actually, I don't think anyone from the Northeast can pull it off just because of the accents.
All right. Hey, look. I can do that too. Good for you.
Good for you.
See? I'm not a bit stealer.
I'd laugh if RKO Boston is the only one playing the game.
He just said, God, am I the only... Anyone else playing? I don't think so.
Well, I know Kev, he's Etticus. He's the host of Alcohol by Volume. I know he's probably working right now.
And even if he's not working, he's playing the game, even though he's probably not listening.
Yeah, probably.
Because, get it? He's an alcoholic.
Da-dum-bum. Yeah.
Kevin's always playing the Sully F-bomb game, and that's another drink.
Wow, and I said that quietly, too.
Now that we have recovered from the Sully effect...
We'll never recover.
We never recover.
The Sully effect is going to be RKO Boston being too drunk to listen to Marquette Radio.
Yeah.
RKO Boston, dedicated RKO listener. Boston. Somebody used Twitter and sent it to me and just put... Sully's effing drinking game.
Got it.
Right now, live.
Oh, yeah, another seven. Hashtag dedicated listeners, what he said. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hold on, there's a commercial playing. I can't hear what you said.
Actually, I can do Anthony Cumia very well. Ready? Here we go. All right.
All right. No, I can do a pretty good Anthony Cumia. Ready for this one? I'm rich. I don't like kids. I date teenagers. My name is Anthony.
And I'm an alcoholic.
And well, that's implied.
Yeah, that's kind of a, you know. And I got nothing wrong with them either. I've listened to them for years, Howard Stern for years. Same shit all the time. Just like it's the same shit with us all the time. When you have something that works, you run with it. For example,
you people are idiots.
Welcome back, dumbass.
Dumbass.
Got anything for that, dumbass?
Well, April Fool, dumbass.
It's time for the dumbass of the week.
Dumbasses. Dumbass. You dumbasses. 300 million sperm. That's the one that got through.
Yes, it is that time. It's time for the dumbass of the week. If you have a video, an article, a whatever that you think is, hey, that guy's a fucking moron or a dumbass, send it to us to dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Again, the email is dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. Now, because I didn't do it last week, and I should have, we're going to go with one that Rich from Arizona sent me. I think it was, Rich in Arizona. Rich sent me this one. And I should have said it. I should have actually done it last week, and I completely forgot. So that was my fault. Just saying, it was my fault.
Well, RKO8, RKO Boston, Dumbass of the Week might be me for playing this.
Probably.
Nope. We call that dedication. Thank you.
Hey, you're a
You get the award for being the best listener.
You're a dedicated listener. Good for you.
All right.
Good for you.
All right. By the way, I have to ask this before I actually get into the dumbass. How did the good for you start again? I don't remember.
We were making fun of, it started ironically and then it became a brain stew bit.
Well, I know that. I know it's a brain stew bit, but I just...
We did it. We were making fun of certain pictures. No. You know what it was? Cammy was talking about some guy who thumbs up Tim because they were both driving Mustangs.
Nice.
That led to the good for you bit.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Somebody screen capture this. Good for you.
See more of your thumbs there.
Oh, sorry. Good for you.
Oh, that's right. I'm looking through a different camera.
Good for you.
Funky said his bottle's half gone. Must be a small bottle.
That's what she said.
Well, he said he was swigging the bottle, too.
All right. True. That's true. That's true.
And there has been 7 already.
Fuck that.
8! Drink.
So this one, Rich from Arizona. Marianne's intern, but I like to say that he's the MLR intern, because let's face it, he does give a lot to pretty much every single show on this station, which is awesome. And this one is a man, a 21-year-old, who turned himself in for downloading child porn.
What?
Wait. After an FBI warning message that turned out to be a virus told him to.
Oh my god.
Wait, I have to hear this again. Say this again.
21-year-old turns himself in for downloading child porn after an FBI warning popped up on his screen, turned out to be a virus, and it told him to turn himself in.
What an idiot.
I don't know
why he's stupider, for downloading it or for listening to that virus.
It gets better. 21-year-old man turned himself into police and confessed to downloading child porn after he received an FBI warning message telling him he was the subject of an investigation that actually turned out to be a scam. J. Matthew Riley walked into Garfield District Station in Woodbridge, William County, with his computer and asked if there were any warrants on file for him. He explained that a message popped up on his screen while he was watching child porn, ordering him to pay a fine or else he would be subject of a criminal investigation. But the message was actually a computer virus, which has been infecting computers since early last year, that FBI actually warned about on their website. go. Just
hey, so
just run with that.
So you mean this message telling me to report myself to the RIAA because of piracy is a virus? Awesome.
Now I'm gonna post the picture in the chat room of the warning. I know it's really hard to see, but it's freaking great.
I want to hear the conversation that he had when he called them.
Well, I'm trying to get a better picture of like at least zoomed in anyway. Let me see if I can 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Remember that, 6. I'll even write it down just in case. Here's the message. Now, it's got the IP, the location, the IPS. That's all blurred out. And then it says, your PC is blocked due to at least one of the reasons specified below. And this is from the FBI here. You have been violating copyright and related rights for laws, video, music, software, and digitally using or distributing copyrighted content, thus infringing Article 1, Section 8, Clause, whatever, also known as the copyright of the Criminal Code of the United States of America. And it goes down of being illegal, so blah, 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 blah. Okay? So that's from the FBI there. And then, when police searched Riley's computer, they found inappropriate messages and photos of underage girls. One was a 13-year-old from Minnesota. They later seized several computers and other devices from his home.
Wow. What an idiot.
Just wait. He's charged.
There's more?
Yes, he's charged with 3 counts of possession of child pornography, 1 count of using a communication device to solicit certain offenses involving children, and 1 count of indecent liberties with a minor. He is being held without bond. The virus is known. The virus is known as Revitin ransomware, which is designed to extort money from its victims after they click on the compromised website. The message says the user's internet address was identified by the FBI as having been associated with child pornography sites or other illegal online activity. To unlock their machines, users are required to pay a fine using a prepaid money card service. Otherwise, they will be subject to investigation. How fucking stupid can you be?
Obviously, that's stupid.
Because the FBI always takes money back.
Well, yeah. Didn't you know that? That's part of their system.
Holy shit, that's a smart fucking virus. I bet you called the FBI to pay the fine. Fucking idiot.
Probably. Can I have your direct bank account number?
RKO Boston just says, say F, Sully. No. When you tell me to say it, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to fucking say it.
Drink.
Drink.
I have no limits. I just do things. It's
when Gotham is ashes, then you have Sully's permission to drink.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know how people can think that shit when they see it on the computer is fucking real.
Drink.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Listen, folks, I'm going to give you a little secret to the world of the internet. It's not all true.
As a guy who has multiple times violated copyright laws by downloading stuff, trust me, it's not the FBI who's going to be sending you a message, first off.
No.
It's not. Yeah, you're going to get it. First off, you're going to get a letter from your provider telling you cut the shit. It's going to be an email or a letter sent to you. That's the first thing. Secondly, the organization that's going to go after you is the RIAA.
Yep.
Or the company involved. Like, for example, when I downloaded a wrestling pay-per-view 7 years ago, it'll be WWE flagging my IP and sending it to my cable provider.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
God damn it, Leroy.
How dumb are you? How dumb are you?
How stupid are you, Pete? Not you people as in everyone listening and but I do mean people like this person who turned themselves in because of a virus.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know what would have prevented it? Not downloading kiddie porn.
I don't get it. How can you?
Like, how can you be such an idiot?
For fuck's sake, fucking amateur.
Doesn't count.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, no. We can say it all we want. You don't have to drink.
Peter. Yeah, it's only when I say it.
Trust me. If we counted me and D, then there'd be alcohol poisoning in this chat.
Yeah.
Within the first 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
That long?
I gave us a little bit of leeway.
So can I technically call today's show the fuck show?
Yes.
Drink.
You guys are dead.
Literally.
Sorry, listeners. You're all screwed.
I wish they all had BACs. Be like, yeah. 10 minutes in, have to make them blow.
maybe there's a cell phone app for breathalyzers.
There is.
Let me look.
There is.
Gotta be.
There is. I'm telling you, there's a breathalyzer
I'm
app.
I'm looking right now.
If they can do a heart monitor app, they can do a BAC app. No. Like a breathalyzer.
They really do have one.
I told you. Damn, she's hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are. Not gonna lie about that, but I just saw a picture of Alexa Ray Joel. She's 27 now. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Billy Joel's daughter. So fucking hot.
Put a picture up in the chat room.
I will.
Oh my god, there are breathalyzer apps.
I told you.
There are. Oh, by the way, drink. I heard that one, Sully. I just took a second.
There you go. Alexa Ray Joel and Christy Brinkley.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How old?
27. 27.
You know, she kind of has like a Bella look going.
But you know what? She's actually got a really nice voice. She really does. She's got a very nice singing voice.
Well, so someone who's actually a kid of a singer actually, for once, actually had some talent.
Well,
because usually it's not the case.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I'm sure a lot of people will back us up. First of all, that was our dumbass. We're done with that. Got any email, video, dumbass of the week, whatever. dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com. But, you know, the one thing that Billy Joel told his daughter, if she wants to make it, she needs to do exactly what he did. You need to play the bars. You need to play the restaurants.
Well, good. At least she's not handing her.
Well, that's the thing, you know. And she's got albums out, and she's got really great music. She really is. She's a really good musician. She's not like one of those people that just gets up there and sings and dances. She actually plays instruments. RKO Boston. LOL. No snortopus. I'm Irish and Russian. It's good.
He's a few fuck shots deep.
Sorry to hear that.
No, he's quite a few fuck shots deep.
Fucking hell.
It's another one.
Just saying.
You know what, though? Like, she's...
I really am bad. I have no problem getting people drunk.
In a way, though, like you said, the way she should go, but it hurts a little bit that she's Billy Joel's daughter, because... she obviously won't be able to do that now because she's got. Oh, you know, he was a struggling artist when he did that.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
not going to be considered a struggling artist.
No.
No. He's not somebody's going to want to pick her up quick.
But you know what? She can fish.
That a girl? Yeah, right. Somebody probably just caught that. And she's like, oh, let me hold it and take a picture with it.
No, they're on the Downeaster Alexa.
Yeah, she's drinking her champagne. She ain't fishing.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Let's see. Here's another one. A whole group shot and all the fish they caught. That's pretty big. Well, at least she's not Jersey Shore material.
Yeah, thank God.
Good old Long Island girl.
Give it a few albums.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, good point.
And also, you're forgetting, though, that most of the people on that show are from, like, Long Island and Staten Island.
Yeah, that's true. It's just vacationing in there.
And Jersey is the one that's getting the sullied name.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my god, TMI.
Oh my god.
Bastards.
Where is that from?
That is actually one of my former co-hosts.
Sin.
That's Sin Luscious. I met her when we were on Who Are Radio. And isolated some of her stuff. You know, like,
I can't believe that.
I know, Sin. We call her Sin in the Box.
Boring.
The summer clearance event is in its final days at Elmwood Chrysler Dodge.
What the fuck
was that?
What was that?
Commercials playing. Hold on, I gotta mute.
You know, if it's not one thing what you stream, it's another.
Stupid damn fucking commercials, I swear.
Boring.
People are so stupid.
I just...
Is that actually a woman or is that like a tranny?
No, that's a woman. Oh, wait, what are we looking at?
That's from my... I just posted an Evil Dead GIF.
Nice!
I'm just saying, because she sounds like either middle-aged woman or tranny.
She's middle-aged. But okay. Sin is awesome. She really is. She can dish it out and...
She can take it, too.
Yeah, you'd never know. Sin is really cool. One of these days, I'll have her back on. But, you know, she's on another radio station. She wanted to stick with more music. And perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. Yeah, I already told her she's more than welcome to come back on the show anytime she wants.
She's always amicable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, nobody... I always say to every single person, and I said this on Friday, every single person who hosts a show or is a guest host of a show, they can come on my show anytime they want.
That's because Sully's a good guy. He doesn't burn bridges.
No, I don't.
Nope.
Will I have fun? Absolutely. I got no problem doing that. It's not a poll. Oh, you know what?
Shit.
I'm going to steal that bit. I want to do a poll every week.
Yes, Sully's Sunday afternoon poll.
That'd be awesome.
It'll be a real poll. You know, for example, let's just put it out here. When wearing a suit, do you A, wear a tie, B, wear a belt, C, both, or D, none of the above?
And that is your Sunday Sully afternoon rant of the day.
That's a fucking poll. Because when people go A, B, C, or D, you take all the answers and you make a percentage out of it. Hey, listen, if you got 20 responses, well, out of those 20 responses, 20 is 100%. So you divide it up. Well, 15 here, 20 here. Duh. Fucking duh. I'm pissed off now.
Maybe you need a drink.
You need a few drinks, Sully. You all right, buddy?
No. I'm cranky.
Cranky?
Cranky.
Green flag! Cheers!
If they crash on the first turn again, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
They've been racing for like 45 minutes. They're only on lap 12. This racetrack, they always crash. It's like a five-hour race on here.
Sully. Punky just goes, the Sully pole, LOL. You wish. Ooh, what's this? What did you just post, Punchy?
That from that the Christian comic strip.
Ah, yes. Very nice. You know,
I mentioned earlier the then I'll give you a little wedding present, some AIDS panel.
Nice.
Yes, RKO Boston, good boy for drinking.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good
He's
boy.
Nice and lit up for Markout Radio.
Yeah, it is.
Is it wrong of me to say that I just want to take Billy Joel's daughter and do her?
No.
No, posting in the same picture, posting pictures.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have to post this because this is just awesome. Hang on. I'll show you. That's sexy.
Oh, wow.
That is sexy right there.
Oh, that is hot.
American flag towel on the boat. America.
America.
Kicking ass and taking names.
She's got those stunna glasses on.
That's sexy. I like it.
I'm going to take a picture like that.
I want to meet her. Let's see if we can get her on the show.
You never know. It'll be better than guests of a certain show that used to be on the station.
D, you think you could do that?
What, try to get her?
Try and get her on the show.
Yeah.
I'll send absolutely. You the email templates and everything, and we'll go from there.
Got it.
Excellent.
I'm on that shit.
Excellent. And then try to get Gabriel Iglesias again, too.
Okay.
I'll give you his contact information and everything. Because we had Gabriel Iglesias on the show when I was on Who Are Radio. And my God, he was freaking awesome. He really was. Look at this. I'm posting a beautiful, sexy woman, and Punchy is posting Evil Dead.
Put two and two together.
There you go.
You get sexy vampire-looking things.
RKO Boston, dude, I'm effing the chat up in MLR, Punchy. See, notice how I didn't say
you
it?
You didn't say it.
You can't make me do something. I just do it.
And trust me, once Market Radio starts, it'll be all wrestling gifts.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
oh, there goes another crash.
Really? Yeah, that's the only time for me racing is interesting. It's like hockey. I'm interested when there's fights.
I really want to watch Evil Dead now. I don't know why.
It's a really good remake.
And that's the thing. I am anti-remake. I really am. You know, some movies deserve remakes, so that's understandable. But there are a lot more that are just, no, you really shouldn't be doing remakes. I can't wait for the Godzilla remake.
I'm going to sit back for this, for talking movies, so I can just be relaxed and just say points.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that either, especially because Bryan Cranston plays the stepdad of the main character. But here's a good thing with the Evil Dead remake that a lot of other remakes failed on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard R, the Evil Dead remake.
Really?
Like, the picture I put, the one I just posted probably shows that too.
Well, yeah, because, you know, she's cutting the tongue and everything. And that, let's face it, that's really good effects.
Yeah, like, it's as hard as an R-rated movie can get, as far as gore goes.
And,
like, they had to cut down to get to a hard R.
Okay, I can see that.
and there was minimal computer effects.
So they went old school.
Yeah, the director went old school with the effects. In the beginning is the only real segment with, like, CGI.
Nice.
Everything else is non-CGI.
Nice.
So, and that's what I love about it. And that's the.
I do know that Bruce Campbell has a cameo.
He does, during the credits.
And Sam Raimi produced it, so I do know that.
Yes, they gave the director their blessing, and the Bruce Campbell scene shows that they're not technically it's a remake, but technically it's not.
It's a new story.
Yeah, like and everything's different from the Deadites that Ash faced, but
not much with that chick.
Oh man,
she is woo.
But, like, there's no one playing Ash, for example.
Which is good, because, let's face it, there's only one Ash.
Only one? Yeah, they knew that they weren't going to be able to cast another Ash, because Bruce Campbell's got, like, a special charisma.
Groovy.
For the character.
Give me some sugar, baby.
And I also want to point out that, like, the one good thing about this that not many of the other remakes had is that it's rated R, and it's a hard R. Like, a lot of them now are PG-13, and PG-13 horror is shit. I get what they're doing, you know? They want to release it as PG-13 in the theaters to get more people buying tickets, and then they make the R cut be, like, the unrated cut.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to agree with you on that one.
It's smart, though, if you think about it.
It is, but It makes the movie look like shit, and then hurts your ability to sell DVDs later.
For that arrogance, I shall see you dead.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Retails for about $109.95.
Mm-hmm.
It's a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel. and a hair trigger.
Everybody would enjoy
That's right. Shop smart. Shop S-Mart. You got that? Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me.
That's how I roll.
He's so dreamy.
Now, let's talk about how I get back home.
Yeah, bitch.
That's Army of Darkness for you right there, baby.
I've never seen it.
What?
Never seen it.
What?
I told you, I'm not a big movie person. I get bored. I can't just sit here and watch a movie.
Oh, D.
D.
But it.
Sorry.
D.
Ed.
D.
Sorry.
What?
What about it?
But why?
Because I can't sit down and watch a movie.
All right, I need you to do me a favor. Has Hammy seen Army of Darkness?
I think so. If not, he's seen at least the first two Evil Dead movies.
Okay, D, you need to see Army of Darkness. Actually, you know,
okay.
I'm gonna pull up Hammy's movie list. Okay.
Oh yeah, that could, it might be on there. I'm not sure.
All I got to do is brainstorm Hammy's movie list in the Google search, and it's the first one right off the bat. According to this list, he has not seen it. Now, I know the list is old, but he hasn't. It's in alphabetical order. Fistful of Dollars, Injustice for All, Apocalypse Now, Army of Darkness.
I've never seen any of those movies.
He hasn't seen Army of Darkness.
So you need to watch Army of Darkness, D.
Okay.
Because then you can say, I watched Army of Darkness. How come Hammy hasn't?
Or we can have them both watch.
Ooh, yeah, at the same time. That would be excellent. That would be excellent.
Tell me when.
I'm just looking at the WhatsApp. I have no idea what they're talking about here. Team Fear Boner. They're awesome. I love everybody in the station.
RKO Boston said to kick me off the show for today.
I think on Friday there was a reference to a fear boner made. Someone was talking about trannies.
Wait a minute. Dark Fox just posted, thanks, Sully. Now the tryout, and I have to watch Army of Darkness.
Gotta watch it before SummerSlam, buddy.
JJ Stoner just came in the chat room. So hi, JJ. He's feeling good after this weekend. He really is. By the way, fuck.
Drink.
See? That's how I roll. That's right. Markout Radio's on after us. I'll do another plug while we're doing the outro. Because, honestly, I got articles. Wait, what's that video that you gave me? How long is that?
That's only like 15 seconds long. It's about these 11 kids, and they put together this cool... You just have to watch it. It's really short.
All right.
And it's a nice summer video.
All right. So D supplied us with a great summer video, and I'll do that. And there's another one that I want to play that I got to see if I can actually get it on the YouTube so we can actually show it here. Now, since D showed this, I'm going to split the camera real quick and be like, yo, what up? That's punchy. Sorry.
What up,
yo? So explain this video real quick.
Okay, basically, oh, crap, it started on my thing. Okay, basically, it's 11, these 11 guys, and they put together this cool slam dunk.
Okay.
And I don't want to give any of it away, so.
All right, so it looks like they're around a pool. There's a guy, a cameraman up on a bench or a diving board.
Yep, and then there's the guy on rollerblades. There's the guy who's going to be doing a headstand. I think there's a skateboard involved somewhere and a basketball hoop.
All right. Notice, see what I'm doing here? See, you guys see what I'm doing? All right.
All right.
Hashtag JJ Voice. Just trying to do my show, guys.
Just trying to do my show, guys.
JJ's awesome. All right, so for those watching on Ustream, I will do my best to actually describe what the video is doing for everybody on the audio feed as well, and the podcast for later on. So here we go. We're going to hit play here. All right, so we got guy falling in on rollerblades. They're tossing a ball back and forth, and they keep going from one person to another. Wow, that was actually pretty cool.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that was actually pretty cool, and it went right to Evil Dead on me. Well, Army of Darkness. Let me hit pause there.
And, just hearing that, it sounded like an excerpt from a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna play it again. So we got the ball goes from a guy on rollerblades to somebody on a skateboard.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to a guy doing a handstand. Then it gets picked up by the guy on the... No, it gets put on the guy doing the handstand's feet, and then somebody picks it up, throws it to another person, who throws it across the pool to another person, who throws it to another...
Jumping off a diving board, I think.
Who throws it to the guy going somewhere into the pool, and then off of a wall into a slam dunk. So let me see if I can put this up in full screen here. There we go. And I will... lower the logo here. Whoa!
Sorry. Something played on accident.
I know you want to get the intro to Brains too, and
No. Someone's trying to download it, so I'm trying to see what's wrong with the...
Gotcha.
Sorry. RKO Boston goes, oh shit, it's blurry, guys.
Fuck you.
Drink.
Just saying. All right, so...
Oh, shit, even blurrier now.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to hit play again. So it goes from one on a rollerblade to the guy on the skateboard, puts it on the feet. Someone runs, throws it, and dives. Passes it, flips it back to another guy, flips it to another, throws it up, and slam dunk.
I thought that video was awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys with one slam dunk.
Bam.
Not going to lie, that's actually pretty cool. Not going to lie. Not that I would lie anyway. Isn't that right, Punchy?
Somebody doesn't lie.
No, I don't lie. Now, there is another one, and I know we've got time for it. I got to find it real quick, because I'm pretty sure it's on the Friends of MLR page. And Kevin sent this. I got to scroll down here. Yep, there it is. I'm going to not play it. I don't want to play it. No. Pause. Thank you. Get the... Stop it! Okay. And I'll mute that because I know it's going to play. But what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to copy the YouTube and I'm going to put it on the live for the Ustream. Now this was really cool when I saw this, and I wanted it for the Dumbass of the Week, but it's just too good. So thanks, Atticus, for this one.
Yeah, Drunky Magoo.
Why isn't it coming up? Search. There we go. All right. And I'm going to lower the volume on it because it's horrible. Now, the title alone says it all. But this is the interesting part, because there is a guy driving. His windshield's cracked. Let me see if I can rewind it to the beginning, because I don't think he passed anybody. It looks like they're leaving like some type of campground or a park or whatever. And I'm just going to keep it going. Now, he's behind a car. He's got this wonderful music going. He's recording the whole thing. No double yellow line. So he moves over to the left. And he goes by 1, 2. Coming up on a third car. There's 3. Coming up on a fourth car. Fifth car. Coming up to 6, and coming up to a 7th, and all of a sudden another car comes out, and bam, head on.
Holy shit.
Recorded
oh my God.
The whole thing. recorded the whole thing, and every single car that he just passed goes right on by.
What I want to know is why he was even videotaping this to begin with.
Because he was a fucking idiot.
Drink.
That's why. I'm going to, just for the shits and giggles, I'm going to replay it. Nope, that's not the one I wanted. I'm going to replay this one. Okay? And I'm going to put it on full screen for all the people on Ustream. Okay? Because that's how I roll. So here you go. He's coming up to one. Just like before. And let me get rid of that ad. Don't know why that's there. But that's besides the point. So, I understand, you know, if you're in a hurry, that's fine. But almost 8 cars. 8 cars! And then, bam. It just, that's the stupidity of the people in this freaking world.
And if you listen to the music right before he crashes, he goes, "Suck on my big fat," and then they crash.
Exactly. Exactly.
Freaking
morons. And I did that for a reason.
Drink.
No, I said freaking.
Oh.
Nice try.
Trying to get them drunk.
Trying to get him drunk in a motherfucker.
I think I'm doing pretty okay right now, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you are too.
Don't you think?
Aw.
Don't you think I'm doing pretty okay?
Doing pretty good.
I think you're doing great. You're doing great.
Doing good here.
Where's my outro?
I don't know.
Ugh. I gotta find my outro. That's not cool. That bites. The Sully Show outro.
I like biting.
Yes, you do. Bow, wow.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
That's my girl right there.
What up?
That's my girl. She likes to bite. She likes to kick ass. Drink beer. Drink wine. And just have
drink
it.
Beer? What?
You heard me. Drink beer.
Drink beer, because it's America.
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 What?
America.
Miracle.
It's Miracle.
Someone's here.
Ooh.
I'm not getting up. I don't know. Monster's flipping out.
Who could it be? Who is the mystery guest? Let's find out.
I don't know. Hold on 1 second.
Let's find out. There she goes. Bring the computer with you.
Okay.
Bring the computer with you and be like, listen, we're trying to do a show here.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Be like, for fuck's sake.
And I don't want to say
Hold on 1 second. Let me call you right back.
No!
Hold
no!
on, it's my aunt Peg.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Hi. You want to say hi?
Hi. Yes, I want to say hi. We want her on air. Hi.
She doesn't know. That's because she's on the show right now.
You got
it. That's okay. Hold on. Let me call you back.
All right. And there she goes.
Holy shit.
Now my Megaseg won't even like let me play the damn thing. I have to actually force quit right now. I am not a happy person.
By the way, for those wondering, I posted a picture of Jameson from WWF in the chat. Remember him?
Oh, wow, Jameson. Wow. Wow.
He, basically the embodiment of Kyle Broflovski's cousin.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, I pictured WWF in the 90s, like, Vince just making fun of people who gave him or his family member shit, like Repo Man.
Repo Man.
IRS. How like, Repo Man was one of the most underrated characters in WWF. Like, a goofy character, but still, underrated. Barry Darsaw played the shit out of that character.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Like, he actually slimmed out to play the character, too.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Let's face it. Let's face it. One of the better entrance themes from the early 90s.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's on the list. Without a doubt. All right. We need to do this. Well, I need to at least hit play anyway. Because it's time for us to leave. Thanks everybody for tuning in today. I would plug Danielle, but I'll get in trouble for that. But that's besides the point. if you would like to follow Danielle on Twitter as well as her significant other Greg, you can go to Doobie Scoops and Tex is not cool. That's right. I just show it because I can. It's what I do. It's how I roll. And of course, Punchy, go for it.
Heel Punchy on Twitter, Brainstorm Radio, Fridays, 8 to Nerd Hour, then Nerd Hour, right after that till usually 1. Also, tinyurl.com/how still trying to get into homeschool. I will be on the shoot later today. They're on Radio Fubar. I'm interview.
Sounded like you were on a cell phone there for a minute. WTF. You can also follow me on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/TheSullyShow, facebook.com/TheSullyShow. Go to morelikeradio.com. Go to morelikeradio.com/downloads to download the show. You can also join our new RSS feed at morelikeradio.org. It's awesome. Highly recommend it. Let's see. What else? Twitter. morelikeradio.com on Twitter. And, yeah, I think that's just about it. We're here live every Sunday from noon to 2, unless I say otherwise. Thank you very much for joining us today. Punchy, thanks for filling in. Supposedly Adam will be back next week, but Punchy, you are more than welcome to join us. Hope everybody has a great day. We'll see you next time.
Here you guys, I'm getting in.
You're listening to The Sully Show.
They got the mustard.
They got the
screw you, I'm in a fucking bad mood.